from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. During a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday, President Trump spoke at length to reporters about his tariffs the administration has put in place. He said the trade duties are promoting negotiations with other countries.
We'll be talking to China. We'll be talking to a lot of different countries. And I think, you know, if we can make a really fair deal and a good deal for the United States, not a good deal for others. This is America first. It's now America first.
In the same breath, however, he said his tariffs would not be paused while hashing out potential agreements. The tariffs have sent global stock markets into a tailspin. All eyes continue to be on Wall Street this week after that sharp slide following the tariff announcement from President Trump. Bankrate's chief financial analyst Greg McBride says there is a lot of uncertainty over whether this will go from a slowdown to a recession.
Far too early to know. I think those odds are still very low, but it's that uncertainty that can often lead a lot of the big Wall Street investors to sell first and ask questions later.
He expects inflation to tick up, leaving the Federal Reserve stuck between a rock and a hard place because it can't raise or cut rates due to there being so many unknowns with the tariffs. And a 26-year-old Camden County woman is charged with attempted murder, accused of hiring someone to kill a Philadelphia police officer she dated, as well as his 19-year-old daughter. Prosecutors say Jacqueline DiOrio of Runnymede was busted after flashing $500 cash as a down payment to off her 57-year-old ex and his teen. Police records show DiOrio connected with the purported killer, a police informant, on the Tinder dating app last week ahead of her arrest on Friday. The targeted officer told police DiOrio was his barber before they started dating. They broke up last month. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how's the weather looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fashion.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, breezy and cold for tonight with mainly clear skies, lows in the middle 20s. There will be a freeze here across the area. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, still on the chilly side for April with a high near 50 degrees. Clouds return into tomorrow night, not nearly as cold thanks to that cloud cover with lows in the lower 30s. Thursday, cloudy, breezy, and still on the chilly side. Some showers in the area for the afternoon, a high near 50. Rain more likely Thursday night and into the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Pat Benz.
Weather brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. Right now it's 40 in Elizabeth, 42 in Lakewood, 42 in Sea Isle City. Fast traffic at instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.